Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 78th Venice Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Stefano Knuchel. And I'm also joined by producer Vittoria Fiumi, presenting in the Giornate degli Autori Strand, Hugo in Argentina. So thank you very much for joining us, first of all.
Hello, thank you for having us.
It's a real pleasure. I'm very happy to be speaking with you because it gives me an opportunity to kind of share a little something about this amazing artist whose name is Hugo Pratt. So some of the people listening to this podcast interview may not know who he is. This is a great way to kind of get started on him. How would you introduce him to that, somebody who maybe is not familiar with him and his works?
Well, a one-liner would be the inventor of the graphic novel.
Right.
So whatever you think of what the graphic novel came to be, you know, how cartoons, how strips turn out to be form of art, Hugo Pratt was really key in that movement. And I think this story also in Argentina shows that Argentina also played an important role. Unfortunately, it's a country that very often gets lost in history, and so they don't get what they deserve in that sense. But in the 50s, everything got together in Buenos Aires to turn La Historieta, as they call it in Argentina, into the graphic novel. That was a big change.
And before we continue, is it true that this is kind of part of an expansive trilogy on Hugo Pratt that you're working on?
Yeah, actually, because I love the life of Hugo Pratt very much. I think one can enjoy his life even if he doesn't really know about his work. But his life is so incredible.
It's intense.
Intense. And made of three moments I spotted, and I really wanted to tell them. And the first one was about the childhood, him becoming a man. And this, I was old enough to do it 11 years ago. Now it's the moment where the man turns into an artist. So I was ready to do it right now. I'm 55 and I can kind of understand it. Now there comes the third part. It's the moment where the artist turns into a work of art, into a masterpiece, into something that you would leave behind. So now I have to face this one, the third one, and I'm shaking a little bit because my idea was to leave 10 years between one chapter and the other. But as it turns out, people are interested to the trilogy to be finished, so I will jump right in the third one, and I just hope that I'll be able to do this one also.
We'll talk more about the film, but I'm also kind of curious to find out maybe from both of you when it was that you first became aware of him. Do you remember what your earliest memory of his is in your personal lives?
Vittoria.
No, you can start.
Okay, I start on that one. Because when I was young, three directors really took my attention. Fellini, Buñuel, and Hugo Pratt. And Fellini and Buñuel, I saw the movie of them at the TV at the time. TV would broadcast their movies at prime time at night. And so that was really shocking to me, these images that were so subliminal, so surreal. And then I put Hugo Pratt into the work of a director because he really introduced the language of cinema in a graphic novel. The invention of graphic novel is also underlined by that, making pauses, creating moments, frames that are absolutely nonsensical based on the cartoon theory. So he introduced that, and all that gave me a feeling of time suspended that I love so much. I really want to indulge into this feeling. And Pratt is really a master of that. And so I think he really belongs to the world of cinema in a way.
Vittoria?
I really love the idea of traveling, that Pratt can inspire with his work. And I think that's the main point in the film as well.
Actually, yeah, you mentioned cinema and Stefano, and we do get to kind of see how cinema was sort of an influence, something that was part of Hugo Pratt's life, and of course something that was influenced by him as well too. So that's another interesting side of his kind of life that we get to see in this documentary. But given the fact that it is a film about a graphic novelist, then I think it would be great to kind of give an idea to the listeners about the style and the certain choices that you made to kind of represent his life in a documentary form, although it feels like more than just, you know, the traditional documentary. So can you tell me a little bit about, because there's a lot of elements coming together in this film, right?
Yeah, talking on the style of Pratt, I would say in the beginning of the 50s, it was really influenced by Milton Caniff and the big tradition of American graphic representation. I don't know what's the right word to say it in English, actually, because I'm always struggling with fumetto in Italiano, historieta in English, but in Spanish. But in English, I don't find like the right word.
Yeah, me neither. I would struggle because I don't think comics is the same thing. You know, because comics means a lot of different things.
Exactly, strips, comics, it's something. Yeah. Well, but basically, when he started in the 50s in Argentina, he was a promising young man, but he was kind of gross, you know. He wasn't so refined, especially in the story-wise. And in these 10 years, he really understood through the exchange with Hermann Herzerel. Sorry, it's a complicated name. And I'm dyslexic. But anyway, let's call him Herzerel. And this man, who was a man of culture, really taught him how to tell a story. And I think that when he knew how to tell a story, he knew also how to draw the story. But the interesting thing about Hugo Pratt, and I'll just make it very short, but is by the end of his life, he really was going to the abstract. Mm-hmm. And people really, that was like a move too far into his research into graphic novel. It was really abstract. And all he said, you know, I tell you one thing that you can really appreciate here. He said, I'd like to draw a story with just one straight line. Yeah. And he said that referring to the skyline and the sea horizon here in Malamocco. So when you, at night, you just look at the sea outside, you will see that line, and he was really looking for that. And when I arrived here in Malamocco, I really understood what he was talking about. It was not that abstract.
I got you, yeah. Well, it is a fascinating film. I think it's great to kind of, for people also who are not, like I said, familiar with his works, to watch it. And I remind our listeners that the film is called Hugo in Argentina. We'll have to wrap it up, but it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.